This recording, England 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who'd been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, or Comma, which Sarah thought was a choice name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it were a fair price for a cure. I was born in Wigan on the 11th of August 1966. I'm currently a civil servant. I work at a place called Hindley Prison, which is a youth remand centre for offenders aged between the age of 16 to 21. The prison's got about 500 inmates in the establishment at the moment, and we're basically responsible for holding those who have not yet been convicted of an offence but are awaiting trial. It's quite a large prison, and in 1988 it took over from Manchester Prison, which is a big local establishment, just to take over the young offenders. I work in what's known as the discipline office, where I am responsible for collating all the records and making sure records of inmates are updated and the information is ready for officers if they need it, and also that all the holding warrants, which are basically the legal documents that we keep hold of, which authorises us to keep somebody in custody, I've got to make sure they're all up to date as well. I'm also responsible for calculating sentences, arranging transfers to different establishments, speaking with different police authorities and talking with the courts. It's a very interesting job. I've been there for a number of years now, and I've recently been promoted to administrative officer. I've only actually been out of Wigan for a four-year period when I lived in Cardiff. I was a student at the university there, and ever since leaving college I more or less returned and started working for the Home Office in Wigan then. Wigan is quite a sizeable town. It's actually called a metropolitan borough.